Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Hallelujah. This morning, this is the reason why we are here. I think this is a time where we rise to our feet because we give honor to whom honor is due. Today, we are about to hear from the Lord himself to his servant. And I want you to pay attention. Put all your phones away. This morning, we have been blessed to have the Lord's anointed in the house. Help me welcome our mother with joy and excitement, our pastor, E.S. Joy Felipe Bruce.
This morning, as I've gotten up early, I've come to church just to hear from you. Thank you for all the other things that have gone on, but thank you. This time, as the word is coming, may I hear what I need to hear, and may it soak into my spirit, and may I be willing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are grateful for a morning like this in your presence. I pray that you speak a word to us, a word that will change us, a word that will help us. And may your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, good morning. I'm glad to be sitting by you. And tell your neighbor, don't be a dull person here this morning. Don't be a dull person. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Hallelujah. Father, we are grateful. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Wow. Amen. Well, we thank God for how far he's brought us. Amen. It's amazing that we're in the last week of January. My goodness gracious. I just want to thank you all for all the birthday messages and prayers that you sent me. And if I haven't answered you, it's not for lack of will, okay? It's just that, Charlie. It's a lot. Amen. So know that I've read your messages, and God bless you so much. May you also be celebrated. Amen and amen. Beautiful. Ask your neighbor, are you aware that we are in a season of prayer? Are you aware that we are in a season of fasting and praying? Because I didn't see some of you last week. Ask your neighbor, what were you about? What were you about? Hallelujah. Amen. And we're moving into our second week, and for this season, for our last week of our season of withdrawal. Amen. And we want to pray. If you're fasting without praying, you're just on a weight loss venture, which may not even work. Are you there? You see, now that I'm talking about prayer, you see how you are quiet. I didn't know you were like a mouse like that. Oh, in this our third week, we're going to pray. And we're praying as a church for 60 hours. We're going to do it. There are ways and means of doing prayer. Are you there? Some of you, 30 minutes cry on your own, you can't do. It's time to grow. Then there must not be, you remember I told you that you are a spirit. Your spirit is a little baby and a starving one at that. But we're going to pray. This week's prayer is scheduled from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And I've not lost my mind at all. It's to challenge you to greater things. Amen. Are you there? We are fasting 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, what it means is that, first of all, in the course of the day, come here and pray. Set it for yourself. Are you there? Set it for yourself. There will be prayer here 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. And if you are serious with the Lord, look inside your schedule, look and say that, okay, on Monday I can do some 6 hours. On Tuesday I can do some 4 hours. On Wednesday, are you there? Tell anybody, there's no policeman here. Me, I will not police you. I will not police you at all. At all. I've set my own limits. I've set my own, what I think I can do. Are you there? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you, as I'm looking at you, you see, so people, some of you have 2 clear days. Christ, there's nothing there. And that's the one that you should make up your mind that those 2 days, you are doing 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. In fact, I have not prayed that long before. It's about time. It is about time. Are you there? Hey, you are very quiet, oh. Yeah. Jesus prayed. I mean, he prayed. He was somebody who prayed. Sometimes he'll finish a program and now climb the mountain and go and pray the whole night. There must have been a reason. If Jesus, who was, the Son of God needed to pray, what about you? What about who? Oh, you see how you are quiet, eh? Your quietness is very nice to behold. Amen. Beautiful. So we are here 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And I want you to stretch yourself. Hey, but I'll be feeling tired. Anything worth having is worth being tired over. Yes. Anything worth having is worth being tired over. Amen. Some of you are doing courses that you don't get tired. The course is not worth much. I've not mentioned any course. I've not mentioned any course. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me or you have already switched off? So I want to encourage you. I really want to encourage you. Some of you young men, instead of using your testosterone to go and chase girls. Testosterone is where the strength is from. Yeah. Use it to challenge yourself that I'm going to pray that going to do 40 out of the 60 hours. I'm going to do it and see what happens in your life. Some of you, the things that have plagued you for a long time are about to fall off. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to encourage you in this second week. Listen, whether you come or not, it's happening. Yeah, it's happening. It's happening, cry. So if I were you, I would avail myself. Amen and amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. I also need to tell you that some things are easier to do together. Yeah. So you notice, for instance, that if you are doing an all night on your own, it's always harder than doing it with a group. Yeah, you see that the all night you are doing on your own, you don't know when you slept. All you know is that you were waking up. You may not even remember lying down. But sometimes when you are together in a group, you see that the time just goes and you are on it and praying about crucial and critical things. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Well, we started our atmosphere series and I'm about to continue on it. And last week I was sharing with you that you are a spirit. Yes, you know, man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in a body. But then the Bible also has several other descriptions of us, you know, and that's why the film stars were acting today. They said something about being a tree, being a, you know, and it is because the Lord uses things we can relate to. Am I talking to believers in the house this morning? Yeah. He gives us pictures that we can relate to. Now, one of the things about even being a spirit thrives in a place or doesn't thrive in a place. Last week, I shared a lot of things with you. I shared a lot of descriptions. It calls you a branch. The Bible calls you a garden. Are you there? And all these things are things which... Are you in the church? So I'm continuing. I shared all that with you last week for you to understand why atmosphere was so important. And I was telling you, see, the grass out there, it's very brown right now. Nothing is coming because of the dryness. If you change the atmosphere right now, you see that suddenly it's green. It's so green and it's growing so fast you can hardly keep up with cutting it. And that is what happens to you and to me in the atmospheres that we are in. And the problem is that many of us, we are living without knowing that we're in an atmosphere. And that is, you don't even know that that may be the reason why you are not doing well. This morning, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to define for you what an atmosphere is. I understand that your English teacher died early. So I have to I want to define it for you, just so you know what we are talking about and what we are not talking about. And then we'll look at the cause of the atmospheres. Are you there? Next week, we'll talk about different kinds of atmospheres. Because you need to be able to see that, no, this is what is affecting me. I'm not thriving because of this particular thing. Are you in the church or you have traveled? So let's define it. What's an atmosphere? It's a surrounding. So a messy room is a messy, messy atmosphere. Hey there. Your surroundings can even make you have certain thoughts. When you travel a lot, you really notice it. Yeah. It's another definition is the environment. Do you know that the environment can affect you? Hello? Do you remember that last week I was telling you that some of you are taller than your father? It's because of the environment that your father has provided you. He didn't have that environment. So even though he has the same genes that you have, he didn't get that tall. So stop feeling so big. Another definition, the pervading mood of a place. The pervading mood of a place. If you've ever gone to a funeral, it has a mood. The mood can even affect the preaching. Yeah. Some churches have a very heavy mood. Yeah. So you see that it's not even easy to preach some word there. You can't easily preach about Jesus there. Because the atmosphere is thick. Are you there? I remember one year when we narrowly lost the World Cup. For once in our lives, Ghana, we were on a move. Hey! It left small. Then a certain guy whose name I don't want to mention. And I remember it was a mood not just around, it was a mood in the nation. The whole nation. I mean, everybody was affected. Whether you like football or you don't like football. We had come so close. And somebody with his hand. If even it was his leg, it wouldn't have pained us like that. Are you there? I don't want to mention names. You see that it's like the whole country was in a certain mood. Yeah, that afternoon, we were actually at a major program. And the mood was such that they announced that, listen, we shall continue this meeting after the match. It cannot happen. It cannot happen now. Yes. And I remember we were driving home until the evenings, and the road. Nobody was moving. I mean, Charlie, everybody was glued to. And when we lost it, one of our pastors was saying that the following day, early in the morning, he went somewhere. You know, some pastors like to play golf as their exercise. He went, the man said, "You didn't pray yesterday." You didn't pray. That's why he lost. But there was a mood. Amen. A pervading mood. And some of our campuses are like that. When you get onto the campus, there's a pervading mood on the campus. And that campus, that mood can affect you. You realize that even how you think, it changes as soon as you get in there. Hey! Another description, another meaning of atmosphere is the dominant mood. The dominant mood, the mood that forces itself on you, the dominant mood. So you see that a dark mood can force itself on you. Hey! Some of you, if you changed where you were sitting, you'd be happier in the church. Yes. You are being affected by the moodiness of the person sitting by you. Hmm. Are you there? Yeah, and sometimes we can feel it. We can feel that vibe. You are sitting down there, then a certain mood has come. You know, and the person who's dancing suddenly feels that he has to explain why he was dancing. Because of your heaviness. Your heaviness. Yeah. It's real. Look at your neighbor's face and look at it. Say, this face, is it helping me or is it hindering? And for the next few minutes, you have a right to change where you are sitting. Right? Or even tell the person, you cannot sit here. You cannot sit here. Are you there? Because as you came, some of you brought your demons with you. And they have come to insult us this morning. I'm showing you something that you need to get rid of. I don't want a demon walking with me. And when you walk in and there's a certain heaviness, and sometimes you can be there, you know that I'm normally very light. What is sitting on me right now? Say, hey, my friend, in the name of Jesus, scatter, cannot be here. Are you there? You are trying to worship God and it's not you are where everybody seems to be having a good time, but you are here. Hey, exit. Prince, are you saying that I'm demon possessed? Open the book of Job and read it. God was calling. God the Father called a meeting. Satan came. Do you think it is here that he will not come? Especially since you have been encouraging him since last week. The whole week you have been encouraging him to be around. You think he's just going to go? Don't ever be serious. Be serious. Be serious. Yeah. Be serious. So a dark mood. Some of you, when the praise and worship people are leaving, you make them have to work. They have to overcome your mood. Hey, the character of a place, the general impression of a place. I'm just giving you the emotional tone of a place. Yeah, when you see works of art, they give a certain atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Some of you grew up in a house, there isn't even a candle hanging on the wall. So no picture, nothing. Nothing. It gives a certain it gives a certain emotional tone of a place. Are you there? Yeah. And that's why the music you play around you is so important. Yeah. Every time we say that unbeliever music is not what you need, people want to challenge it. You see. But if a good spirit can come by music, you must know an evil spirit can also come by music. The Bible tells us about King Saul. He had a whole lot of mental issues. And the Bible defines it as a demonic situation. And then they will call David to come and play. And for us, when he played on his harp, the spirits went. Do you think it's because of the harp? Better use your sense. It's not because of the harp. It's because of the person playing the harp. Person playing. Elijah was called upon to consult God over a war that Israel and Judah were going to. And they just came upon him and asked him a question. You see, and one of the kings there, he didn't like the person at all. So he said, he realized that if he looks at this guy, he will not be able to hear God. He said, bring me a minstrel. And they brought him a minstrel. So it was the person with the music that brought in a certain spirit that helped him. Are you in the church? Yeah. Because it sets a tone. Sets a tone. Some of you wonder, I mean, as for instrumentalists, we have a lot. I don't know the count this year. As at last year, we had about 31. There are some of you, I will never hear. You'll be sitting, you'll be playing games. Are you there? Yeah, because when you touch the instrument, you are, whatever is in you is what will come forth. So if I'm not sure of you, hey, be certain. Shabba. Shabaya. Are you there? Yeah. Then you are a Christian. Then you have gone to your room the whole of this week. You have played what? Please give me the unbelievers around. What? What sheriff? Black sheriff. No wonder your mood is so black this morning as you have come. You have spent your time, you have created and, oh, praise, it was not me, it was my roommate. But that's your roommate, that's your room. And you have allowed that tone to be set in your room. And then you are wondering why you are not doing well. It is obvious. Hmm. So music is, it's very, very, very important what is around you. So if you just leave it, it's nothing. It is not nothing. It is not nothing. It is either this way or that way. There's no in between. Don't even start. Don't even start. Are you there? Yeah. Another explanation for atmosphere is the physical surroundings. And unfortunately, Africans, we are very dirty. Very, very dirty. And the more angry you are, the more likely you are to be a victim of it. And we need to recognize it. Hey! That's why some of you, when you arrive fresh, we told you, when you are coming to church, don't bring your chewing gum here. Because that chewing gum, you being an African, you stick it on the chair. Don't bring it. That's why we said, don't bring rubber, sachet water. Because as you are coming, you throw it around. You put it on the chair. So you see, it's a certain, it's an atmosphere. That's what you have created in your house. You are bringing it here. People are very quiet, but it is real. The very first week when we had a service here, we put 3 canopies outside. I came here the following day. And when I came, the guys taking who we rented it from had come to pick it. When they picked up the canopies, come and see Bola. I thought some dogs had come to scatter the Bola. No, it was you. You had brought your dirty habits from wherever you are coming from to come and throw Bola around. This morning I came in, I just came to walk around. I was already quarreling with the Bola they are doing at the back there. It's a constant fight. Over there. And I will fight with you because when you bring the dead in, the demons follow the dead. Yes, it's an atmosphere. And it affects us. You take a look around, you discover that most of the clean places in Ghana are churches. Only. Most. Now that I've said it, think about it. And look around. Yeah. Most. So when you come to KNUST campus, you better respect your authorities because it is one of the few campuses that is beautiful. And how they have fought, how they have fought to get it like that. How they have fought. Some years ago, you guys went on some riots. Okay, you were not here. When they went on a riot, do you know what they went to do? They went to demolish the things that were beautiful. Yeah. As if the things that were beautiful were the reason why whatever they were fighting against is. Are you in the church? Should I come to your room? Should I enter your room? Your dishes that you have not washed for a week. Your washing that you have not done. Wait, let me talk first to the young men. I have to tell you, see, some truths are easier to accept from the stage because nobody is looking at you or facing you directly. So please accept it here so that we don't have to deal with it in your house. Some of you, the hostels and halls that have more boys, as soon as we come, we can smell it. We can smell your unwashed cloth that you have brought. You have been using it since JHS 3. And you have not washed it even once. And it's smelling. And there's a pervading stench. Your mother fought with you and she stopped. What you don't realize is that it's creating an atmosphere. That atmosphere is affecting you. Let me tell you something. You see, every office you go into, that there is order, there's some productivity. And every office you go into, old newspapers are piled, they're just in there, they're books and something, all over the place. Nothing. Zero. And you are creating one where you are. Then you come and say, I was trying to pray, but I can't pray. How can you pray then? How can you pray in that atmosphere? Yeah. Because physical surroundings also matter. Yeah. Look at your old halls. Oldness and newness. Also an atmosphere. Hey, the people are very quiet. You see, some of it, it's not that it's your fault, but I'm just showing you that this thing is affecting you. This thing is affecting you. You are bathing in the bathroom. When you go in, I don't want to touch anywhere. If my soul falls, I have to leave it. It's a kind of place, you see. It's only the brothers, sisters, you're also there. Allow me. Some of you are so dirty that when you are in your period, everybody in the room knows. Because you are a dirty girl. This is your hair that you did last month. You haven't washed it, so on. Are you there? Hey, so it's nothing. It's something. It's something. A pervading mood. One of the issues I have in my office, at times I have to air the office because you've been there. One day I was there just chatting with a few of my people. We just chatting. Somebody walked in, our atmosphere has changed. Because you won't wash your things. Allow me to tackle it so that it's tackled generally. Then you can sort yourself out. You are not heard. Nobody will face you. There are brothers who at the age of 35, they are not married because they smell. And some of you are already practicing to get there. You don't shave your beard. You look like an imam in training. Oh, man. Obed, let me see your beard. Why are you hiding it? Listen. If you know you can't take care of the hair on your face, shave it off. But if you're going to have a beard, you should come and look at this brother sitting in front of me. A correct one. Just under control. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. You see, it's all a something. Oh, even have you not noticed that when you are sad, when you are depressed, have you not noticed it influences how you dress? You sort of can't even pull yourself together to, because something is affecting you. Yeah. And have you not noticed the opposite, that when things are going well, you sort of dress well? Our father, Bishop Dak, he tells us, he says, Charlie, when your heart is broken, he says, Charlie, go take a shower. Get yourself your best dress. Wear it. Comb your hair. Put it on and step out in the world and tell them and just say to the air, oh, now what you even get. Yeah. You see that it helps you feel better rather than feeling like I'm something that the cat has brought in and is an object of pity. Oh, now I say, man, my boy. You know, that is one of the reasons why I don't like Ghanaian movies. They're always crying. The crying can go on. I don't know how many scenes. And then she part one to part two to part three, she's still crying. Then she's walking down the road with her black rubber bag. If you wouldn't, all your belongings. And then suddenly some brother in a Benz who has stopped. Tell your neighbor, it's not like that in life. Stop making a fool out of yourself. Ah. Hey, are you in the house? So if you will accept all these different descriptions of who the Bible says we are, that we are grass, that we are branches, that we are a garden, then you will also understand and recognize that the atmosphere you are in will either help you to flourish or do the negative. It'll take you the other way. Are you in the church? So, there are two kinds of atmosphere. The natural atmosphere and the spiritual atmosphere. And both are important. Just like as we are here, have you not noticed our spiritual life is important, our natural life is also important. And you cannot decouple one from the other. Some people say, oh, it doesn't matter so long as I pray a lot. No. The two are important. That was why you read many times when Jesus wanted to pray, he went somewhere. Because the natural environment matters. That's one of the reasons why, as we are going through this season of withdrawal, it's not that I don't know how to pray online. But see, we are here. 5 to 7 We are here 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. last week. You were sleeping. But we came here 5 to 7. It was a different environment of prayer. And on Thursday morning, we were trying to end the meeting when Jesus walked into the room. Hey! It was not easy here. Yeah. You say, oh, I can pray in my room. Of course you can pray in your room. Keep praying. But the natural atmosphere is also very, very, very important. Are you there? And that's why I'm dealing with it, because I may not have the opportunity to deal with it again. This campus that we are, this church that we are, we don't want your mess. Don't bring your rubber water here. And these people, they are so proud. They believe themselves. You see, this is how you keep your dirty ways going. And we need to understand that we are very dirty. That's why when we see a garden, we don't think of prayer. We think of going to poo-poo there. Oh. No, you see, if you will accept the truth, the Bible says that you know the truth, it will set you free. You see, the things I'm saying, now when you go back, you see that you start to sort yourself out. You start to sort certain things out, your environment. And no, you see, it's just because we don't have much. Who told you? A dirty man is a dirty man, rich or poor. Don't bring yourself at all. Don't bring yourself at all. Have you seen that the church is now quiet? Yeah. One of my very good friends, many years ago, he built a wonderful house. Beautiful, very nice house. And then we had to have some meeting. We went to the house. We were all professionals working together. We went to have this meeting in this nice house, and the meeting was going on well. Then I had to go and pick something up from my car, and as I was going, brother, please don't be on Facebook at this time. Don't be on your life. You have nothing to do on your phone at this time. Nothing. Nothing at all. What I'm sharing with you, you won't hear it anyway, so just put your phone away. So, it was raining. So they said to me that if I pass through the kitchen and the back door, my car is closer there. So I passed, it took me through the kitchen. White, pristine, beautiful looking, tiled kitchen. But do you know what I saw in the kitchen? Do you know what I saw in the kitchen? You want to know what I saw in the kitchen? A clopot. Not a dead clopot. Live clopot with charcoal in it. Active one. And I wondered to myself, I said, hey, how can you look at such a place and light your clopot and put it here? The person didn't have the benefit of the message that you are hearing this morning. That's why. That's why. Some of you, the reason for the CCC you got is your room. You learn in your room, and your room is a mess. The room has not seen a mop since you arrived. That's the reason for the CCC. If you cleaned it out, your brain would work better. Your brain would work better. Yeah. The people, they don't believe what I'm saying. But I have lived longer than you. I'm the age of your grandmother, not your mother. Yeah. Are you there? The effect of a clean room. You don't even feel like doing certain things there. And the effect of a dirty room. Two different things. Two different things. Push your neighbor and say, neighbor, so if I visit you, how is the atmosphere? How is it? How is the atmosphere? How is the atmosphere? Amen. And from now, take note as you are passing the churches. Watch and see. Watch and see. It is not by chance. It's not by chance. Outside, dirt road, gutters that are blocked. Inside, control. Control. Are you in the house? I'm always fighting with my people. Even this afternoon by meeting, I have a fight. Something that I saw. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You will not bring your mess. You will not bring it here at all. At all. When we get here, to make we want to pray. We feel like praying. Yeah, we feel like praying. Are you there? We feel like praying. And it is real. Right now, we are in a situation where we are renovating. You will notice If we had finished our tiling, you see that during the worship, you'd have felt like kneeling and you'd have knelt. But you didn't kneel because, Charlie, they came to fall on the grass because Charlie is down. That's why the carpet, because Charlie, you can't. You want, what I'm saying, is it true or is not true? You see that you wanted to just flow, but you'll not be able to get rid of. Then one of the days this week when Bishop Francis was here, the dancers were dancing, Charlie, the cloud of glory that, that lifted up from here. It was not easy in the house, you see. And as I was sitting there, I was just receiving the faith to just, yeah, because everything is money, to be able to do it. I was like, Lord, we will tile it. We cannot take it. Hey, you see, I'm just, but that is just an example of how it affects you. Because if we had finished our tiling, you see that, oh, you don't mind where you lie because, Charlie, it's okay. But, tell your neighbor, if you lie on that cement, cement is one of the hard things to remove from your clothing, your jeans. Hey, you will brush it and brush it. Still, there'll be some cement traces there. You see, so that's just a good example of how it affects us. Are you in the church? Beautiful. I want to quickly just show you the causes of the spiritual atmospheres around us. And to do this, let's go into the scriptures of Mark chapter 5. And how you can see that it has an effect. Mark chapter 5 gives us a story of what Satan would do to you if he had a free chance. If God didn't intervene, if the Lord didn't pause, what would happen? Now, they came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Can you see it? Take note of the spirit. All right. Who had his dwelling where? Among the tombs. Who in his right mind lives in a cemetery? And no man could bind him. No, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. So what you can see is that there was demonic activity happening there. And it took the guy to a particular place. It took him where? To the tombs. Who walks around the cemetery? Please, I told you it's water. It's not tea. Some people will be eyeing me. They started swelling. I'm eating breakfast. And then the pastor was drinking tea. So please, it's warm water. Can you see it? A spirit took him there. Because in a certain place, some things are possible. And as we are reading it, it says he was crying and he was cutting himself. Now, it would have been difficult to do in the bright daylight. So, and in the middle of people. So, it took him somewhere. Are you there? When the devil is in control of you, he'll take you to certain atmospheres. We're in a new year, very soon. You'll let the Hamatan pass. The buses will arrive. They come to take you to a beach party. Are you there? Because when you get to the beach party, there are certain things happen. To be sent by your colleagues in Legon. They'll send you buses. Because what they want to do, they are not able to do it in this our waterless place. They've got to take you to a certain place. I can't wait for whole week. I want to see what happens at whole. You want to see what happens at whole week? Good for you. I wish you luck. We will find you on the Sunday morning coming from a place you don't even know. You don't even know how you got there. And you don't know who took you there. You can't find your panties. Everything that I'm saying is what we have seen it before. Everything. There's not one exaggeration. One of our members, she was Sunday morning, they found her. She didn't even know where she was because she was a fresher. She knew only campus, so she didn't know how she got to new site. She didn't know any, and she didn't know her way back. Oh, in those days, there was no boat. Are you in the church? You joke with atmospheres. You will see how it will belittle you. You won't believe what you are doing. You will not believe what you are doing. This guy, he's a normal human being. There's no normal human being who lives in a cemetery. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe you have been staying there, we don't know. There is none. But it was a demonic, it was a presence, it was a demon something. The Bible says there was a spirit in him. We shall see more about that spirit. And it took him there. Because that's where he could have his way with that. The spirit can have his way with you. And so now there you are. You are cutting yourself and then you are crying. Who is cutting you? Nobody's cutting you. You are cutting yourself. Cutting yourself. Some of you, you have listened to and watched series. There are demons around your room. And that's why the last time you had a problem, you began to think that maybe I should cut myself. Where do you think that thought is coming from? What normal human beings cut themselves? I'm asking you. What normal... And let me ask you another question. What will it solve? What will it solve? Exactly nothing. But because there is a spirit behind it, that's why you are even thinking that way. Look at where it has taken the man. So now on the one, he's in the mountains. He is crying because he's afraid. One of the most common demons around is the demon of fear. The Bible calls it a spirit. That's why 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear. And some of you, everything, I'm afraid. Can't you see that the spirit is controlling you? How can you allow a spirit to lead you? I couldn't do this because I was afraid. It is a demon that's leading you, child of God with the Holy Spirit in you. The Spirit of God tells us you can do all things through Christ that is in you. So not that you don't feel it, but you can do it. Spirit of fear says, I cannot do. I'm talking to some people this morning. I'm showing you the spiritual causes. Something was making that guy do these things. Let's continue with this story. Continuing from verse 6. The Bible says that he saw Jesus afar off and ran and worshipped him. You see, it's showing you that the person was still there. He himself was still there, but he was under the control of something. As soon as he got there, the demon started talking. Crowded the loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." Because he had said to him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." Are you seeing it? Then Jesus asked, "What is thy name?" And he said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." We are many. Take note of verse 10. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Animals are territorial. Demons are territorial. Are you there? I really like animals, I tell you. I really like them. But I will never approach a dog on his territory. Yeah. Oh, I like you. But you are in your territory. If I joke, I don't know what you will do. Are you there? Animals are territorial. Demons are territorial. So they realize that Jesus, he's sucking us from this man. Okay, suck us, but don't ask us to leave the territory. As you came from wherever you came from, into KNUSD, I need to inform you that there were demons waiting for you. And those demons are affecting things and people. That is why on your campus, it is possible for Shatawale to have a concert on your Royal Park, but a Christian team cannot get access to that same place. And they are not stopped by unbelievers. They are stopped by Christians. I'm very quiet all of a sudden. Yeah. Every year for entertainment, I go and ask permission. Every year. I'm saying for entertainment because we have another place that we have our crusade. But for just for fun. Because I'm just showing that the demons are still in charge. I haven't mentioned your name. You cannot be offended. You see. And the fact that it's Christians who stop it is evidence of demonic activity. Because you would have thought that if I'm a believer, any Christian activity that will help people to come to the Lord, I'm for it and I'm excited about it. But it's not so. It's not so. It is a demon, and Satan has a way of thinking. He has a way of thinking. What? It's only that we don't know some churches. Bishop Dark's church, you don't know. Bishop Dark's church, you don't know Bishop Dark's churches. You are a lying wonder. You are there. But the larger reason is because the demons that are on the campus are gaining ground. That's the larger reason. There was a time when KNUST was associated with Christian activity. Then slowly but surely, they began to erode that thing. Using logic. Of course, the devil is not mad. He knows that he has to use something that, an argument that you will buy. That's why he gave you an argument for not paying tithe. The argument was that, you see, when you pay the tithe, the pastors spend the money. That's the logical argument. And you are also believing. You think it is your money that keeps me. Really? Let me inform you that it is not your money that pays me. I have to inform you straight away. That's why when I'm taking an offering, I can take it with strength. Because it doesn't come in my pocket. You can stop my car on the way home and check it. You will not find any of your money in there. None of the basket, not even your coin, is there. I don't count the offering. I have to say it because you see, that's how he's gaining ground. He knows that, those who have come to campus, they say they're academics, they use their mind. So let's give them a few logical lies. I also pay tithe into this church. In fact, in order not to be tempted, I just send it straight to the church account. So that as soon as I get, straight. Straight. Are you in the church? And so how are you paid? Have I come to ask you how much pocket money your father is giving you? Then you have no right to ask me how I get my money. You have no right. But I'm just saying this so that you don't come and say that that's why you were not paying your tithe. But I'm just showing you the lies he brings. Proper lies. They say, it's because you're not registered. So one day, just for fun, I went to say, okay, we want to register. There's no fixed procedure for registering. Are you there? I'm talking to you about where you live. So if you will not open your eyes and sit up, some of you, as you have come, you are here in church, then you start doing things. As Satan is affecting you. Satan is affecting you. Even today, the struggle that somebody had to bring you. So I'm telling you a couple of things about demons. The first one I'm telling you is that they are territorial. So every territory, they are there. That's why every place that you go, you better locate the pervading spirit there and deal with it. Yeah. Otherwise, it will deal with you. A friend of mine, he was a pastor. A pastor, a man of God with a family, and he entered a certain nation. He entered a nation. His family was okay. They were intact. He underestimated. You see, the people in that nation, very beautiful, very quiet, very something. What he didn't know is that there's a heavy spirit of immorality there. By the time we were aware, he was calling to be rescued. He had become a homosexual. Right there. Yeah, because he underestimated what he was dealing with. You joke with it. Joke with it. Are you in the church? I said they are territorial. They take over a territory. You get into the place and you realize that you used to be a certain way, you are suddenly another way. And when you leave the place, your normal self has come back. Something is working over there. And as you entered into your room, you didn't even know who was there before you. You didn't even pray, you went to sleep. Now your masturbation that you used to do once a day in your house, now it is happening as a series. And you don't know what's going on. I notice a few of you are looking a little shy as I'm speaking. I'm sorry. I'm a preacher to young people. I don't preach in, how it is how it is. We are not afraid of it. We call it like that. Are you in the church? Yeah. So that's their territory. And when you come in there, they try to bring you under their control. Don't make any mistake about it. And if you've entered your room, you have not done any praying, I need you to understand that there's a territory. One day I traveled. I went where I was going. I traveled the whole night. And I arrived Sunday dawn. When I got there, I didn't even have time to eat. I just took a shower and I went. I went to church. I came back Sunday night. A running tummy struck. I thought it's not something that normally happens to me by the grace of God, who is tampered with my sound. It was very okay. Then, when it started, Sunday night, Monday morning, Monday afternoon, Monday night, Tuesday morning. I mean, it was the type that you just position yourself near the washroom. That's going on. So I remember calling Lady Reverend Homi, middle of the night. I called her, I said, I don't know what's going on, but I need help, I need prayer, because I don't understand. I've not eaten anything since I got here. And plain food is not nice, so I didn't eat anything on the plane, and I left my house okay, so I don't know what's going on here. All the way, by Tuesday, the relative I was staying with was like, Charlie, you have to go and see a doctor. I said, really? I said, how much do they charge for... How much do they charge for consultation? They said £70. I said, me, Ghana girl. I should count pounds, 70, to go and give just for consultation. Not that you are giving me them, just I said, no, you hold on. On Wednesday, it continued. Wednesday night, after one of the trips to the washroom, as I entered the door, there was a demon sitting on my bed. I said, oh, I addressed it. Me and you, we can't be here together. Because it was trying to drive me out. It's its territory. The people who stayed in the house, they didn't even know that something was there. Yeah. And I said to it that, out. And I gave it the date I'm leaving. So when I leave, you can return. That was the last time I went to the washroom. That was the end of the running time. That was the end. I'm just telling you, see, don't clap. Just think about it. I'm just showing that it's territorial. So I had entered its territory and it was trying to get me out of its territory. Are you there? Now, the second thing that I want you to understand about these demons is that they come in groups. They don't like each other, but they work together. They work together. They don't like each other. Love is not something that Satan has. But it's like, Charlie, we have to help ourselves. So, for example, you will discover lying and stealing, they work together with pretense. Pretending. Yeah, they are together. Lying and stealing. Every liar that you know is a potential thief. Every thief you know tells lies. And then they are pretending. They pretend a lot. So those of you who have friends who are very pretentious, it's like, oh, me, I buy branded goods. Me, dear, they are pretending. Watch out. That's the platform. They are already on it. And soon, the lying will begin. Because to keep that image up, you know, certain something, you have to lie. I'm talking to some people this morning. Yeah. Fornication. It comes together with pornography. It comes together with deception. Yeah, they work together. They work together. Are you there? Deception. I want to turn your mind back again to the film we were watching this morning. You see, the guy has come to deceive the girl. All of us were thinking that, but the guy, you should see that he doesn't like you. You should see. I mean, it's so obvious. But you see, because the spirit of deception is working, she really thinks that the guy is telling the truth. You see, and as you are sitting here, some of you, they've started working on you already. Oh, me. Oh no, it's not possible that Kobe is lying. He really likes me. Oh, really? 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 You are just another number, please. You are just another number. Number 300 and what? I say you are 365. Okay. Fear and pride, they work together. Fear and pride. So they are territorial and then they work in groups. They work in groups. So when Jesus started to address the demon, then he asked the name and the demon said, we are many. In this part, a legion is 1,000 or what? Something like that. They were all inside the guy. They were all there. Let's continue. Verse 11. Are you learning something this morning? Are you going to sort out your area when you get back home? Yeah. Clean it up. Clean it up. If you're sitting by a brother, tell him that do what you're washing. Do your washing, please. Do your washing. Some of you, since you left your mother who used to wash for you or your sister, you have not been able to wash. Please. There are laundries around. Please wash. And if you are sitting by a sister, tell her, please wash your hair. 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 Bath in the night. Take a shower. Take a shower. Bath. How can you take all the dirt from your day of walking around, the dirt, the sweat, everything, and carry it to your bed? Oh. Your bed sheet, Christ, has not been changed since you arrived. And we are in week three. We are in week three. Your towel, you brought only one. It has not been washed. Oh. And that's why when you were buying the towel, you made sure it was brown. It was a dark color so that you won't see the dirt. But the dirt is there. Everybody, you own only one towel. Buy a second one before you arrive here next week. So you wash one, it's allow it to dry, you use the other. Abba! Seneba, Abba! 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 Seneba, Abba! Oh! And those shoes you have been wearing, those sneakers you have been wearing the whole week, air has not passed. Air has not passed. Go and buy old graphic. Tear it and stuff it inside. It will soak up the moisture there. And then you open it and dry it out. Oh, fine brother like you, you can't remove your shoes. If you remove it, no. Hey. When you sit in a plane or in a bus, one of the bad things that can happen to you is that your neighbor has removed his shoes. Hey. Ask the brother, when last did you wash your socks? This pastor can't wait. Please don't be angry with me. Anger is a manifestation, though. It's a manifestation. You should know what is behind it. This one is free advice that I'm just giving to you. Free, yeah. Because we are dirty people. You see, if you will accept it, it will change you. It will highlight it for you. Are you in the house? And it is like that everywhere. Everywhere that I go, where our type lives, nobody has to tell you. Nobody has to tell you. When you get there, and it doesn't matter which country. In the US, the baller is on the road because we live there. In the UK, our baller is on the road because we live there. Tell him, I'm delivering myself. I'm delivering myself. You see, when your eyes are open to it, you begin to fight it. Are you with me? You begin to fight it. Some of you realize I'm a very untidy person. I say, hey, I cannot have this. It means that I'm being influenced by something. You see, are you in the house? Yeah. Are you angry with me? I don't mind if you are. I don't mind if you are. And if you are a little upset, it will pass. And then you will do what I'm saying. Amen? Are you in the church? Hey. Yeah, some of you, the house you came from, the oil. There are containers of oil there from 5 years ago. Tell your neighbor, cancer, you are just cooking cancer in the house for the people. Hey, oil over everywhere. The cooker is oily, the wall is oily, the floor is oily. Hey, the drawer where you keep your knives, cockroaches, cockroach eggs. Oh! And then you have brought it to school already. You are already growing cockroaches for the next door neighbors. Let's continue verse 11. I have to finish up. Now, there was nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. You see, allow us to go somewhere. Just don't suck us from this country. And forthwith, Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. Yeah. They realized their time was up and they began to negotiate. Send us to this place. You see, they always need a body to work through. They always need something. So spirits are always looking for something. Don't let them find your body as a place to be in. And how will they find it? They'll find it by you creating an atmosphere that is conducive to them. And that's why I'm struggling with you this morning to let you see something. Don't let them feel okay. Are you in the church? Yeah. There are things that attract demons. When there's a war, it attracts them. It attracts them. If you've ever spoken to somebody who took part in a war, they'll tell you the things that they did that they are surprised that they did them. They're surprised because I'm not like that. Not like that. Are you in the church? Neighbors getting up and just killing their neighbors, people who were their friends, people who they related with. So, and later they wonder, why did I do it? Why did I do it? Are you in the church? They are very quiet, you see. Yeah. Even the dead around us, it is one of the signs, it is one of the things. The demons feel comfortable there because of the mess. But things are changing. Amen? Things are what? When this guy got delivered, he was properly delivered. The Bible says of him that later they came and found him bathed, clothed in his right mind. He was unclothed when the demons were in him. And some of you are already manifesting demons. You dress up and we have to see your breast. You are dressing up and we have to see your inner thigh. You dress up, we got to see flesh. We got to see, yeah. And you think that, oh, it's just the fashion. You don't understand that the fashion itself, the demons live there. That's why it changes in a certain direction. It never changes in the direction of decency. It always tends to a certain nakedness. True or not true? Were we not here when cleavages began to dip? Were we not here when cleavage became open up to the belly button? Were we not here when slits used to be up to here? Were we not here when it began to climb until it reached here? When they finished, they had nothing else to do. And that's why they began to appear down the carpet that you are watching in nakedness. And that is why they invented something called the naked dress. I don't even know why they bothered to wear the dress at all. They should have just walked down naked all to you, because that's what you want to do. And then you, child of God, with common sense that God has given, you are looking and you are admiring. Know that they are affecting you. Know they are affecting you. It is the pervading spirits of the place. They are beginning to affect you. That's why your dressing in church is different from the road, the street. When I meet you on campus, when you're not coming here, you are wearing your bum shorts all around the place. Allow me to say it generally so I don't have to call you. In this church, I don't call anybody to address you. No. We are just preaching the word of God. I'm just showing it to you. I'm just showing you that. What is it? What is it that is making you feel that I need to be naked? This guy, he was under demons. He was walking around naked. It is only, mark my words, I remember when I began to say that soon they will appear naked on the red carpet. I began to say, soon, naked dress, cry, they won't even wear the naked dress. A naked dress is a dress where the person is essentially naked and you can see everything, only that there's a thin film of dress there. And look at it. They said, when they came to Jesus, they saw him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind. When you begin to clothe in a certain way, you are not in your right mind. And that goes for both men and women. you are a guy the homosexuals are propositioning you, it's because of how you are giving them a signal. It's a signal. The church has become so quiet here. Some of you, you are joking with effeminate things. You are a man. You are not a homosexual, but you are joking with effeminate things. Watch out. Watch out. You begin to play with things that is just women who do them. Yeah. You got the tushes and now you are wearing the kind of trousers that show that you, the tushes are there. I said the homosexuals will locate you. I'm very serious about what I'm saying. Yeah. One of our guys, by the grace, work takes me to India. And he told me, he said that during COVID, he wasn't walking to his campus. You know, COVID, we're all essentially in one place. So he put on a lot of weight. And one of the things about India, when you look at the place, you don't see it. But Charlie, the homosexuality is there. It's not from today. There's there. It's historic. Yeah. It's not today. And he put on weight. So he said after the COVID season, when school reopened, he began to walk on his route. He said, Charlie, remember now he's bigger, more weight. He said every day. He said one day he was just going, motorbike had stopped. He thought, oh, lift. He sat on it. Before he's aware, some hand. He said, what is going on? He jumped off the motorbike the following day on his way. It was a pragya that stopped something. Every day they were propositioning him. So he came, said, what is going on? And one of the brothers began to say, brother, you got to lose weight. You got to lose weight. He said, look at your walking. They demonstrated. They said he began to walk like a woman, you know. He was walking because of the weight, you know. Yeah. You've come on campus. They are propositioning you. Watch out. Watch out. Meanwhile, at that time, two things had knocked his family at home. So the money too was not coming. So it was very, 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 very broke. So it was an open door that the enemy just wanted to use so that, Charlie, because of money, allow. Hey, I thought you'd be, Charlie, never. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm ending. But I'm so happy to tell you something. This guy met Jesus. Amen. I said, he what? He met Jesus. And what Jesus did for him, put him in his right mind. My prayer for you is that God will give you your right mind. Some of you, not that you came and met the problem, you brought it with you. Yeah. But as we are here this morning, I want you to see that you can be free. You can be free. You can have a healthy, there's also an atmosphere that makes you want to pray. Are you in the house? And I'm ending. On another journey to the UK, I happened to live in a certain lady's house. Are you there? And I noticed in the house that, Charlie, prayer was just nice in the house. It was just nice. Then on a certain morning, as we were there, some lady friends of hers came, not knowing that in that home, for over 25 years, this woman had had prayer groups meeting in her house from her church. The prayer was solid. Oh, come on. I said, no wonder. It was so easy to pray here. May that be the story of your room. May that be the story of your house. The Lord says that this house is a house of prayer. You may think we don't pray. When you come here on Sunday morning only, you see us, people are rapping and people are dancing. You think we are jokers over here. You have no idea. I said, you have no idea. You have no idea the prayer that goes on here. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This morning, every leader has been on the page praying for a certain number of... Don't joke at all. Don't joke at all. Are you in the house? And then why were you dancing? Because we like to dance and we don't want to go anywhere else to do it. We do it right here. We have no need of a pervading atmosphere of sin in order to dance. We have no need of a pervading atmosphere of sin in order to rap. We do our version here. Yeah. Without shame. You are the one who is hiding in dark places. Hey. I want you to stand to your feet this morning. And I want you to begin to talk to the Lord about the atmosphere that is around you. begin to tell, maybe some of what has been said has been so heavy that you are a bit upset. Don't worry. Just give it over to him. Just say, Lord, this has been hard to hear. It's been hard to hear that we are dirty, but it's true. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. If you are somebody you don't shave, you don't challenge, just talk to him about it. Talk. You see, I'm being explicit because I don't want to speak in parables and you don't understand what I'm saying. That lack of shaving is something. And it's something you discover is a lot of in places where Jesus is not worshipped. It's a lot of no shaving. Lift up your voice and begin
this morning and pray.
Lift up your voice this morning and pray. Just pray. Sound people, don't start. Just lift up your voice, begin to pray.
Oh, lift up your voice and pray. Oh, yes.
Deliver us from evil.
Oh Lord, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Oh, may evil not have power over us. Heavenly Father, set us free. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh Lord, deliver us. Deliver us from the evil one, Lord.
Oh, deliver us, oh God. Deliver us. Let the atmosphere around us drive us to pray. Let the atmosphere around us drive us into your arms, oh God. Give us the love of prayer, Lord. Brother, some of us, we don't like praying at all. We're always running away from prayer. Forgive us, Lord, and draw us to you. May the deep anti-prayer demons leave us in the name of Jesus.
From anti-praying demons, any atmosphere that will not help our Christianity, any friend that will not help our Christianity. Heavenly Father, set us free. Heavenly Father, deliver us, Lord. Deliver us from any company that will lead us into evil places. Deliver us, Lord. Heavenly Father, from the work of the enemy. Deliver us from the evil. Heavenly Father, any person on campus that will take us straight to hell, Lord, deliver us from them. Lord, deliver us, but grant us an atmosphere that will allow us to seek you. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Lord, deliver us from the evil and the evil around us. May the evil one not see us. Deliver us, Lord. Father, from the atmosphere that will call us to fall into sin. Lord, deliver us. Lord, deliver us. Make sure you are praying this morning. Oh, Mashomanamaya. And the breeze kapaya. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will guide our feet into your house always. Heavenly Father, lead us away from every evil atmosphere that will bring us to sin. That will bring us down, Lord. Oh, yes, Mashomanamaya. Break, Mashomanamaya. Spend some time praying. Spend time praying. Ah, Mashomanamaya. Heavenly Father, grant us an atmosphere that will seek you.
In your presence, I am content. Your presence, I am content. Revelations of your power and might.
able to accomplish what concerns me.
God is well able to change it.
He is able.
He's more than able.
More than able. He can handle anything that comes my way. And he is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream.
That we can rest in your ability and know that you are the one helping us. Deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from his territory. I pray for everyone here today, Lord. I pray that your angels will go before us back into our rooms and get rid of every evil spirit that may have found any place around us in Jesus' name. Purge our territories, Lord. And let the place that we are be a place that we can flourish and do well in the mighty name of Jesus. May we not be a repository of evil. May we not be a place that demons feel comfortable in the mighty name of Jesus. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here this morning. You've not given your life to Jesus. Maybe you came to church because you always go to church. Or maybe somebody invited you, but you've not given your life to Jesus. That's the step one. You need to do that for your own welfare, for your own safety. You need to give your life to Jesus today. And so if you are here, you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Maybe you've even grown up in his house, but it's not personal. You want that relationship to be personal. I want you to lift up your right hand. We're going to pray together. We're going to pray. The Bible says that you need to confess him as Lord. And if your hand is up, I want you to come to me this morning. Just step out of where you are and come. We're going to pray together. Just come. Just come. Don't even think about your friend. Don't be worried at all. Just come to me this morning. I want to pray with you. Just step out of where you are and come. Just step out and come. Just step out and come. I could see your hands. Just come. It's not a matter of being shy at all. Just come. Come and just come and stand right here. We're going to pray together.
Give him your life.
Just step out of where you are. Let a pastor help you. God bless you. Let a pastor help you. Just come.
Come on,
just come.
Jesus.
You want to give your life to Jesus this morning? Maybe you have even been praying, but you're just saying that I'm not sure of my stand. Just be sure. Don't leave here unsure today. Don't leave here unsure. I believe there are other people here like that. Just step out this morning.
Oh.
As they sing for the last time, just step out of where you are and come.
Jesus, give him your life. Give him your life today.
I want to give you one more chance. You are standing there. Your heart is beating real quick. That's a sign. Just step out and just come. We have to settle it today. I was just about to pray, but something is making me hold on. Your heart is beating fast. It's a sign. Jesus is showing you that all is not well. It's not enough to say, I believe in Jesus. The demons believe also and tremble. You need to confess him as your Lord and your Savior. God bless you. And then there, your heart is just beating. You may have grown up in the Christian home. That's not the point. It's not your home that saved you. Just come. You may have been in church all your life, even working in church all your life. That too is not what saves you. It is giving your life to Jesus. God bless you. Just step out. You want to pray a prayer and submit your life to him. A deliberate, intentional thing. I'm just waiting. I believe we are two more people. Just come.
Today,
oh, come on, Jesus. Just come
to Jesus.
This
front here this morning, I want you to pray with us. Just follow my prayer. Make it your prayer. And those of you who are standing in the congregation, you just want to help us. Just join us this morning. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from my sins. Please write my name in your book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name have I prayed. Amen and amen.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.